Hi, I'm Tony Malise. In completing the research report for the Federal Department of Widgets, or FDW, our group used three collaborative tools, Dropbox, Skype, and Google Docs. Dropbox is a free internet service that allows you to upload and share documents, pictures, and videos with others. Our group used Dropbox to share and access documents, such as our group action plan, rather than emailing them. Dropbox is great if you want to share large files, which might be too big or too slow to send via email, and it's really easy to use. You just drag and drop your file from your documents folder into the Dropbox, and it automatically drops it into the folders of everybody else. One disadvantage of Dropbox is that you might have to let the others know you've added a file, in which case you might as well have sent it to them via email in the first place. I think Dropbox could be used by the FDW, if checked regularly, to upload raw video footage, which could then be edited and used by other staff. Our group met on Skype at least once a week to discuss various issues in the general progress of our research. Skype is another free service offered by the internet that allows you to make voice or video calls to one or more people. It also allows you to chat using text, either while you are using video or audio chat, or just by text only. This means that you can type in details such as phone numbers, internet links, or any other information that is best viewed rather than heard. The disadvantages of Skype are that, unlike calling someone on a mobile, the other person has to be online already for you to call them, so you really have to pre-arrange when you are going to chat. It can also be quite hard to follow when you have several people talking all at once, particularly when your group is made up of all girls like ours was. Skype could be used very effectively for conference calls by FDW staff in different physical locations, so long as you take it in turns to talk, that is. The third tool that the group used was Google Docs. This free service allows you to share and edit documents via the internet. Each person who has access to the documents, and depending on the level of access you give them, can download the documents, make edits, add comments and suggestions. It's a more efficient way of sharing and editing documents than trying to keep track of updated versions through email. We use Google Docs to work collaboratively by adding our individual research information throughout the week and then, as a group while on Skype, editing and going through the documents together. It's really fun because you can see what each person is doing as they do it. A big disadvantage is in the limitations that Google Docs has in its formatting of the documents. It doesn't have all the typical formatting options of a Microsoft Word document, and its tables are quite awkward to create and use. While Google Docs has a lot of good uses, I don't think it would be as useful for the recording projects intended by the FDW as other collaborative tools. In conclusion, I would recommend that the staff involved in the recording projects for the Federal Department of Widget uses Dropbox and Skype in their collaborations. Thanks for listening.